Hey everyone, I hope you enjoyed that. Now for part two. Now this one is about the effects, side effects, but it's not really side effects. It's when you are activating all of these bitter receptors in the gut, there is an ongoing cascade of benefits that happen through the body, and that can make you feel changes in your body that feel uncomfortable initially. Again, if we're not moving enough, breathing enough, drinking enough purified water, cleaning up our diet, the more toxins going in, the more toxins potentially are going out. So here is part two of this great discussion by these doctors. Enjoy.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to part two of our roundtable with our illustrious guest here, Dr. Bowers and Dr. Phil Carson. Thanks, guys, for coming back on and spending some time with us today. We're going to pick back up. If you missed part one, I encourage you to go back and watch that for sure. We get a lot of questions related to the efficacy, of course, of this product. We also get a lot of questions related to how does this interface with maybe medications people are on or other supplements they're taking and what have you? So I think just for the front end of this particular segment, let's do this. Let me go to Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil, by the way, is a pharmacist by trade, and he probably understands this as well as anybody. As it relates to the interfacing of this product with other regimens people may be on, just speak to that and tell us what you know about that.
Well, thank you, Brian. I love talking about this kind of stuff. In all the research that I've done on matured hops extract, I'm not seeing anything in the research warning about any particular drug interactions with any particular medications that a person may be on. All the studies I've looked at, nothing was mentioned, nothing was shown there to cause any potential problem with that. But there are some things that need to be recognized here, need to be talked about, even though there's no true drug interactions. I will say one thing, there's one particular drug that pretty much interacts with everything. And you and in the world of pharmacy, we've always been told to warn people if they're taking a blood thinner, and a particular blood thinner called heparin or warfarin, trade name is Coumadin. People are taking that type of blood thinner. They should be cautious and be aware and be careful with anything that they take. But even with that, I don't know, based upon the mechanism of action of matured hops extract, that it would even cause any problem there. But that's one I always tell people to be extremely cautious with if you're taking one of those type of medications. The old, what they call the old timey or old blood thinners. There's a lot of newer blood thinners on the market that work in a totally different way, and there's less of a problem with. But the thing that people need to be aware of, if when they are on medication, is because of the positive effects of matured hops extract and what it can do for the body in reducing fat, also in reducing inflammation in the body. They may see, say, for example, they have high blood pressure. They may see their blood pressure coming down because they're reducing inflammation or because they're losing weight or losing body fat. They may see something like that. If they're on diabetes medication, they may see blood sugar dropping. Those are not drug interactions. Those are tremendous positive effects that this product can potentially have on an individual as their body changes, as their health improves, then they may have to reduce that medication. And so they need to be aware of that, is the most important thing I would tell people to think about if you're on medication. Monitor your blood pressure, monitor your blood sugar. A lot of people that I work with, even though they're on medication and they're told, hey, you need to monitor your blood pressure, you need to monitor your blood sugar, they still don't do it.
They don't do it, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, their blood sugar bottoms out and they're wondering, well, what's going on? What's happening to me? I can't function anymore. I feel horrible. Well, have you checked your blood sugar? No. Well, you need to do that. So those are things I think about when it comes to medications. Not, and this is with anything. But with something as powerful as the matured hops extract and what it can do in our bodies potentially, and all the tremendous improvements that it can provide for an individual health wise. They need to pay attention to those kind of things.
Dr. Ben, any side effects or anything that you're aware of? I know that all the studies we've read, all the things that we've looked at and how we've been approaching this, it seems pretty clear to us that generally an extract from nature is not going to have side effects like maybe some other things would. But is there anything that you've seen or want to make people aware of in this context?
Yeah, great question. For me, Brian, when I look at this, I go, I have not seen anything that is synergistic to any type of drug, contraindications, as Dr. Phil was saying. The only side effect, and I say this jokingly, but it's true, the only side effect I'm seeing is you're going to see your body changing. And when you have more energy production, more circulatory effects, that's going to change the dynamic of what those drugs were doing. So obviously get back with the provider that prescribed those drugs to you and make sure you're being tested and checked out. Because what we are seeing is that you're going to need less and less of those. Because as Dr. Phil said, we're cleaning up the system that was dysfunctional that you were taking the medication for. So then jokingly, I tell people the other side effect is up in the north, you're going to get cold quicker because you're losing part of your fatty, surrounding of you. All right. Which means now that things are going to flow faster and better. So really, though, there is no side effects that we have found in any of the literature. In any of the stuff that we have researched, there's no contraindications. It just works. Okay.
So let's talk. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Brian. Go ahead.
Well, I just was going to maybe have you guys also just talk about because of this flipping the light switches on and what it's doing in the body, do you see people detoxing in any way? You guys might address that or just talk about it. Is that a possibility? Does that happen? What would be the maybe some examples of what you've witnessed?
For me, guys, when I've looked at this and now watching quite a few hundred people on this product that we've been able to actually monitor and track and see some of these results, is here's kind of what I have found. About 75 to 85% of people, we have no real issue. What I mean is they initiate it, and we'll talk about some of the ways we take it and all that here in a second. But once they initiate taking this product into their body and they give that body time to do its issues, we're seeing that within usually the first 4 to 7 days, there will be a form of detox. I tend to call it a flushing, because as you clean all these systems out, you have to flush them out. And remember, there's really only four ways out of the body. You're going to defecate, have a bowel movement, you're going to urinate, pee, you're going to sweat, and you're going to breathe. So in one of those four ways, it's going to come out of the body. And the body wants to eradicate those toxins or those poisons that it's broken down from the fat rancidity. But once you get what we call flotility or motility of the body moving, now it'll be real easy for the body to continue that process. Now, there are a few people that it takes 7 to 10 days for that to happen. And even a few or less than that, it takes 10 to 14 days before we see that flushing or that detoxification process. Now, this isn't like a full body detoxification that we're going to look at. It's going to selectively choose where it's trying to get that out of it. And so some people we see, they will urinate more for a few days until it flushes it out. Some it increases their bowel movements more, again, for a few days, and it changes those. Some sweat more, and some have more foul breath, or what we used to jokingly call morning odor, breath odor. You know, once that gets flowing, then that process seems to decrease.
Yeah, I'll add to that a little bit. I've had a few clients that have experienced some detox effects. They've been mild, of course, nothing major. Toxins that we're exposed to all the time, that we ingest, we breathe in, put on our skin, all the different ways that we are exposed to these different toxins get into our body. A lot of those toxins are stored in the fat cells. And so when you begin to break those fat cells down, you begin to dissolve that fat, so to speak, you're going to release those toxins. And people can feel the effects of that from time to time. And I work with a lot of people helping them detox, and I do that now. I do chemical toxicity testing and find that quite a few people have pretty high levels of certain chemicals in their bodies that they weren't even aware that they had. And, that's why they're suffering from certain conditions a lot of times, because of those toxins. But I always encourage people drink the water. You know, Dr. Ben's talking about, you know, with defecation, urination, you've got to hydrate your body well. Especially if there's potential toxins there, or you're experiencing toxicity effects, that hydration is extremely important, to keep that elimination process flowing like it's supposed to.
Great stuff. Let's pivot here real quickly and let's just talk, for a few minutes as we wrap up this segment on how do people use this. Let's just talk about protocol. What, when you guys put someone on this protocol, what does that look like? What do you tell them to expect? You know, are you putting them on it for a week, a month, 6 months? I mean, what does that look like, or is it different for each person?
Great point, Brian. So first of all, let's talk about the classifications of people. I don't mean that in any rude way, but we have healthy people, then we have unhealthy people. And most people look at this, think they have to take it because they have excess fat in their body. But we also have people that have, you know, different breathing issues, different hormone issues, different skin issues that aren't necessarily fat based, all right, in most people's mindset. So when we look at the individual person, here's what I found. Probably 70, 75% of the people, they can afford for their body to take 1 to 2 doses a day. And here's what I mean by that. When we look at people that come to us, they're in some form of, I call it illness or sickness, meaning that there are 3 levels of obesity that we talk about. The primary level that we talk about is what is referred to as pre-obesity, which means they have a BMI, a basal metabolic index rating on their body, that they're above 25, but below 30, they're 29.9. Those are the beginning phases of lack of digestibility, lack of metabolism, which means the body's beginning to store this excess fat. Mm-hmm. Then we get into the secondary phase, which is called the obese phase, which is 30.0, although 39.9. And that's where a lot of people are starting to experience ill health. Not all the time, not every day, but they're having some issues. And then the severe or morbid obese are those that are 40.0 and higher. So when I look at those different stages of people, pretty much everybody I'm going to start on 2 a day, about 8.5 to 9 hours apart. The reason I want to do that, I want to initiate that flushing process as fast as possible so I can get their body into the repair mode. And remember, as we talked about in the previous one of the things the white adipose tissue does when it breaks down, it gives fuel for both the immune system to fight off all those toxins that are being released, and it gives building blocks to repair the dysfunction that was occurring in the first place. So as fast as I can get that to occur, I want that to happen. Now, there are a few people that are really what we call sensitive people, or they have a lot of different sensitivities, and we have to start a little slower. Then I'm just going to simply start them with 1 a day and let them kind of get their body used to seeing this element that it's not ever seen before, and it's turning all these systems on, as we say, turning on that master switch. And now everything starts being made aware of the dysfunctions, and the body has to slowly build up to that pace to start doing those works, right? Which tells me if I have somebody that it's almost too much for them at the beginning, I'm going to take them back to 1 a day and give them 1 to 2 weeks to let their body adapt to that, and then we take it back up. There are even those who are even more rare, that they have a great sensitivity or they have a great illness. Now, as a physician, what I look at on that is how can I give them a lower dose over a slower time, once again, allowing their body to kind of slowly adapt to this phase so they can start utilizing all this powerful element that's in there. But those are pretty rare. I mean, we're talking about out of 100 people, we may have 1 or 2 have that. And if you think you're that sensitive person, what I do is I'll have them simply put 1 snap or 1 of the doses into 8 ounces of water and sip 1 to 2 ounces a day for 2 or 3 days. Let the body see what's happening. But again, that's the rare person. Majority of people are going to be able to take 1 dose within the first hour of the morning, and then about 8.5 to 9.5 hours later, take the second dose, and they're going to turn on this, I call it a slow drip, where this thermogenic reaction is just slowly breaking this down over all those times, over that 16 to 18 hours. And it isn't massive effect on the body, like you went out and did a massive workout, but it just slowly burns this and it just starts melting it down, as Dr. Field said earlier. That's what gives the body the ability to turn all these things on, to create the energy to fix all these problems and continue to improve their health. So Dr. Field, anything you want to add on that one?
No, you covered that very well, Dr. Ben. I don't think there's anything I could really add to that. That's great.
So if somebody begins the protocol, I mean, you know, in today's culture, I know in the U.S., probably around the world, we arrive at our health conditions over sometimes many, many years, and yet we want to, you know, buy the silver bullet and get this thing done in about 2 weeks. So what are you guys recommending to people as it relates to, you know, if you're going to make a commitment to your health, this is what you need to expect?
Well, the funny thing about that is, you know, we in America tend to think, well, if a little is good, a lot is better, right? No, in this case, we don't need that. In fact, of all the different research, all things we've looked at, you can't overdo what you want this to do. The body has its ability, what we call that in that selective prioritization, again, its ability to work at the level it can work. So we want to work with the body and not force the body. And once again, that's why this is an activator and not an adaptogen or a stimulator. And so when we give the body the right dosing, it will start picking this up. So for me, when I see this and I talk to one of my patients or clients and I start saying, right, as Brian just said, that this body's taken all these years to develop this, I'm asking for anywhere from a 90 to 120 day a time frame to be on this, because I have seen in the research that given that 12 to 16 weeks is when most bodies finally catch up and we start seeing some pretty dynamic results down that path that we'll get into here in a moment. So if I have someone who has, let's say, a lot of health conditions in the body, I know that this is not going to fix everything in that 90 to 120 days. So therefore, they're going to probably need to be on this 6 months, 9 months to a year to fully get the body to engage, to fully go through all these processes and clean all this stuff up. And then we start looking at, okay, well, how long does a person take this? Do they take it till they get to their desired body shape, body style, the feeling? I don't say the scale, although everybody wants to go look at that aspect of it. But when they reach a level that they're going, wow, this is the greatest I've ever felt or best I've felt in 5 or 10 or 15, 20 years, what do you want to do to stay there? Now, that may be a different phase we talk about in the adaptive phase where you might reduce it down to one a day. But for the most of us, 80% of Americans that we know of that have this problem, they're going to be on this for a while at that double dose to make them get the results that they need. The second thing I want to add into there, that we'll talk about what's called an acclimatory rate. And what I mean by that is the body kind of cycles in and out. Specifically, when we talk about fatty acids, about every 90 days, the body is doing an adaptive process. So if we look at the first 90 days as the initiation phase, that things are kind of turning on, and it's kind of like turning the lights on in a building. You know, you didn't just turn on one or two, you turned them all on. Now the whole body sees what needs to be done, but it's going to go back to that selective prioritization process. It's going to say, I'm going to start fixing on this one first, where I have the least resistance. Then I'm going to fix the next one, where I have the next least resistance. And in time, all that's going to add up. And then it's going to say, okay, we got the first phase done. Now let's go to the second phase. And we see this in the neurology and the endocrinology aspect of that, of how the body is measuring what's happening to itself and it's staging or phasing its repairability phases. And so when I look at that aspect for most people that have had this problem for years, it may be 6, 9, 12, you know, months, whatever, before they kind of reacclimate to every one of those changes that are going on.
Dr. Phil, anything you want to add to that?
Very good, Dr. Ben. Yeah, I always tell everybody that I work with and the health coaching that I do, you got to give it time. And like we mentioned a moment ago, everybody's wanting that quick fix pill. They want it now. They want results right now. But you got to give it time. And I use the same time frame. You know, pretty much Dr. Bauer's talking about, you know, 3 to 4 months. At least give anything that I recommend. You know, the mature Dobbs extract, any other particular, you know, supplement that's potentially going to correct things or help fix things, so to speak, in a person's body that they're dealing with, they got to give it time. Some medications out there, you can get super fast results with. You people take, and this is what, you know, it's kind of spoiled a lot of people. They take a medication and they begin to get results in a day, 2 days, 3 days. But with natural products that take time to work through the body, work through the systems, and for our bodies to take these things in and make the cellular changes that they're going to make in the body, that takes a little bit more time. they don't work. They're not fast acting. Most natural products are not. And so I, encourage people, be patient, give it time. Like we said, you didn't get in this shape, you know, overnight. You're not going to get out of it overnight.
I just woke up one day and I was like this. What happened?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Dr. Phil, let me ask you a question in regards to that aspect, because I love how you just said that. And the issue is that most drugs, they are adaptogenic stimulatory. They are designed to do something unique. And generally that's to reduce symptomatology, right? But yeah, they're not truly, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, they're not really designed to repair or fix anything per se, right?
Right.
It's just to make a change within the body that is quickly felt. And I love how you said that the natural products, they're going in and they're trying to break down the dysfunction and the repair of the body's ability to build back up correctly. And that's right, the beauty of what we see in this. So I appreciate you bringing that out.
Oh yeah, yeah, that absolutely. Yeah, the medications, most medications on the market today are designed and developed primarily to manage disease, not to reverse it, not to help your cure, so to speak, if you want to quote unquote cure, but they're manage the disease. They're designed for management. They're designed to relieve symptoms and not to correct physiological processes and stabilize things and modulate things in our bodies that can help totally reverse a disease or a condition that a person has.
So what I'm hearing you guys say as we wrap up this segment is that, you know, if someone is willing to wrap their head around, let's not put a Band-Aid on something, let's go for the source of it, and let's over a span of time address the issue and then empower the body to heal itself. Right. Right. And that does take time, but the end game, the end result is a much better result than just dealing with symptoms or, you know, things you see in the mirror, so to speak. And so to me, it only accentuates the fact that we are onto something huge here, because this one element seems to have a scope of efficacy that can be potentially very broad as we support the body's own capabilities to heal itself.
Yeah. And that's a great point, Brian. When you look at what, if we just kind of say the class of weight loss drugs that are out there, all right. And what we know from the research is the moment you get off those, guess what? It all comes back plus some, right? And in a lot of things, that's what's happening. The uniqueness about this element that's coming from this mature hops extract is that as it goes in and cleans all that up, it repairs the body and the systems that are dysfunctional. And those are the things that we will be seeing. The long-term effect of this is the body will stabilize in the new health phase or health state and not go automatically back. And that brings up one really quick thing we'll talk about probably in the next one, but how it changes the dynamic of the awareness of the brain to control and operate that at a new phase or a new state. And that's exciting.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah, that's very good, Dr. Mann. And I think I may mention one thing here too, in reference to what we've been talking about, especially, you know, what I mentioned about everybody's looking for a quick fix, and the drugs can, medication sometimes can provide a quick relief of symptoms. I think be doing a disservice to people if we didn't mention that, you know, even the power of this mature hops extract and all the powerful things it can do and the positive things that it can do. When a person is struggling with obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure issues, especially if it's in reference to weight gain or excess body fat, you know, you've got to do the right things dietarily as well. You got to make the right choices. People who think, well, I can keep eating all this junk food I eat every day, and I can keep going to the fast food restaurants and eating junk, and this product's going to work. I would discourage people from those kind of thoughts. You may get some results in the beginning, but you don't want to continue down that path of eating toxic foods on a regular basis. I tell people, you know, that's one of the things I do as a health coach. I help people clean up their diets and make better choices nutritionally. And what I've seen with people who do that, adding this particular supplement along with a good, sensible dietary program and exercise program, they're going to get even better results, even faster results. And, you know, they want to get from point A to point B faster, add in the dietary component and the fitness component, and that'll get you there faster.
So what you're trying to say is I've got to take the double stuffed Oreos off my grocery list.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Yeah. No more Oreos.
All right, guys, we're going to come back in just a minute and we'll do one more segment. And as our friend, Denzin says, we'll just put a bow on this, but thanks guys again for your time. We'll be right back.
Doesn't say you can't.
Well, welcome back everybody to part two of our roundtable with our illustrious guests here, Dr. Bowers and Dr.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that. Happy Halloween, everyone, for tomorrow. Stay safe and don't get too much into the crazy, and just keep the light on, keep shining, keep bright. Love you. Bye.